The first thing that crossed my mind was, I'm surprised they have field offices left to close, because they've been through this process many times over the past 10, 15 years at the Agriculture Department, you know, going back to 1995 when they had a massive restructuring of the department and several subsequent efforts to try to target some of these, what they characterize as unnecessary field offices. So I'm a little surprised they still have some that they consider that they can get rid of, but apparently they do.
My first thought was a little different. My first thought was, here we go. And as this fleshed out a little bit and I read more about it, I thought, this is maybe cover for other agencies to say, well, the Agriculture Department's doing it, and we need to think about how we're going to do it too. Nobody ever wants to be the first one to do anything that is really a big change, especially in a government environment. And so this struck me as that kind of an event. Am I maybe reading too much into it?
I think that's very much right, that this is probably the beginning of a process where you're going to see things like this happen. And I think you're right that nobody wants to be first, but I think there's some advantages in this case to being proactive. And I think USDA is trying to do this, trying to say, hey, we're going to do our part, and here's what we'll do to cut down on the size and structure of our operation, and please don't hit us any worse than this. I think that's their advantage in being first out of the gate, in a sense.
That's a good point. I also, that occurred to me, too, that this might be what Mike Causey calls Washington Monument cuts, where the agency says, okay, we know our budget's going to shrink, and here's what we're proposing to do. And the idea, of course, is in the context of a government shutdown, all the tourist groups get to Washington, D.C., and they see that because the Interior Department can't keep the national parks open, nobody can go in the Washington Monument. And the same thing, I think, there's a parallel here, that members of Congress will look at this and say, oh, wait a minute. Two of these are in my district, or 12 of these are in my state. I did notice, as I looked at the map that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com, the Agriculture Department was very careful to specify, when you click on each state and where these closures are, what congressional district they're located in.
Yeah, I think they're very much trying to make people aware of exactly where the impact might be. On the other hand, I'm not sure they're trying to do that in an effort to save these things or keep them open. Historically, they've been, in a sense, forced to keep open a lot of offices that they'd rather not have open because of political considerations, because nobody wants to shut down offices in their district. No members of Congress do. So they may be looking at this as an opportunity to say, once again, get ahead of things and say, listen, we just as soon cut down on the number of these because it's more than we can manage given our budget, and that budget's not getting any bigger.
If you're right about that, and I hope that you are, then it will fit with the dialogue that you and I have had before, which is, at some point, I think it behooves the agencies to go to Congress and say, what don't you want us to do anymore? And in the context that you're talking about it, Tom, it sounds to me like the Agriculture Department maybe is saying, here's what we propose we don't do anymore. These things that are included in the Farm Service Agency, Foreign Agriculture Service, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, and so on and so forth. And we have the entire list linked up on federalnewsradio.com, and you have it too on GovExec. That whole concept, I think, is something that at some point, maybe this year, hopefully this year, we're going to see where the agencies are proactive in going to Congress and say, listen, what part of the mission do we eliminate in order to fit what we are able to do well into the budget number you're giving us?
Yeah, I think that's very true. And the trick here for USDA, though, is, you know, they can go make that case and say, you're telling us we can't have as much money, so we're telling you this is what we need to do to run things more efficiently. And often when that happens, the response is, well, wait a minute, you're picking the wrong things. You know, you shouldn't be closing this office in my district because that does very important work, and you have too many people at headquarters, and that's where you should be aiming to make your cuts so that you don't cut down on service to great American farmers. That's the sort of argument that tends to happen. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, because I think the appropriate response to that is, okay, here's our management structure then, and here is our performance structure at headquarters. So which of those jobs here should we get rid of in order to keep what you want us to keep? And that's where I think you wind up, hopefully, eventually, with a real dialogue, with a real conversation about what happens where.
Yeah, and I think that is going to happen because, you know, the numbers are really not adding up. And it's very difficult now, especially for Republicans who have really made it a core part of their campaign to say we need less government, to be making the case for government. The thing is, they may give answers that the folks at the Agriculture Department don't really like, because they may talk about cutting headquarters in half or something.
Mm-hmm. What do you see? How do you see this playing out over the next year or so? I mean, we're just about ready to step into 2013 budget conversations. I think battles is probably not a bad word to use to describe what we're about to see. Do you see a lot more agencies looking at plans like this, or maybe even taking plans like this to the Hill in the context of their budget requests?
In a sense, yes. In a sense, no. I think every agency will be going through this kind of process of saying the budget is going down and how are you going to manage it. What makes USDA unique or unusual among agencies is it has such a massive field office structure. So I don't think others will be looking at specifically that thing, but that's so much of their budget is tied up into their field office, which is literally in every county in the country. So that's a little bit different, but certainly everybody's going to be going through this process of where can we make cuts.